Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
Good and bad, you know, I think, which is to be expected, taking the time off in July. So we're getting better and better. You know, there's been some sloppy stuff out there, but we got to clean it up. I think the guys are doing a really good job of just recognizing the plays and getting lined up and knowing the concepts and knowing the checks and everything. So if we just clean up some of the little things as we go, we'll be all right. Yeah, I mean, it's good. I mean, we'll start tapering off as we go through camp, but, you know, working with a little bit of everybody out there, so just getting a better feel for the offense. I think if we were tackling and we were full speed up front, it'd be interesting because those guys, they get a pass for us. I think they're really smart veterans that know when to pull off and, you know, to give us space and let us complete the throw. So, you know, I'm excited to see them this year and see what they can do. There's been a handful of guys. I think it's a little bit too early to start, you know, naming guys. We'll kind of see how it goes in that first couple preseason games when those guys get to play a little bit of real football. We'll have a better idea. Yeah, we miss him. Obviously, when you take a talent like that out of the offense, it's hard to replace him. But I thought everyone that stepped in, Ola and Ev and Della, all those guys have done a fabulous job of coming in there. And it's a really tight-knit group, that offensive line room, so those guys work well together. You know, we're asking him to do a lot, you know, with some guys going down periodically. He's got to know a lot of positions. He's got to go with the ones. He's got to go with the twos. So I think he's doing a really good job of getting in shape. He knows the plays. He knows where to line up. It's just working against press, going against, you know, TJ and Peanut, and even the young kid, Kyle Fuller, is doing a great job against them. So just getting the reps and getting the experience is where he's got to improve. Makes it easy. You know, I had a few drops today, but you kind of just hang balls up there for those guys and they make the play. They all do a really good job of finding the ball in the air and knowing when the back shoulder's coming. So, you know, we're going to keep everyone healthy. In certain situations, he's really hard to cover. He's such a big guy, even some of the intermediate stuff over the middle. You know, he's able to bang guys and get separation. Obviously, he played basketball, so he knows how to high point the ball down in the red zones. We just got to, you know, keep throwing different stuff at him and incorporating him in different ways. He's a workhorse, man. He knows every position. You know, he takes every rep quietly. You know, you kind of take him for granted because you know he's always going to be there. He's always going to do his job. He's always going to make the first guy miss. So, how old is Matt?
28.
You know, he's still out there like a 24, 25-year-old. So, he's got a lot of football left in him.